desire your prayers this morning. It's always dependent on the Lord.
Yes.
Desire that the word that he has this morning, that it would be presented in the way that he would have it, fulfill the purpose he would have for it. I thank the Lord this morning. I've been rescued.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been born again. I've been rescued. Thank the Lord. And what a wonderful blessing it is to be rescued. And the thought in that, I believe it goes with the message in the terms of once you've been rescued, you need to stay rescued. Don't allow the enemy to present anything to you that would cause you to go back. So
Amen.
The encouragement for this morning is how can we to stay encouraged? I think about, you know, there's a scripture that talks about God, he's not willing that one soul would be lost. And, you know, and that's something that he desires for his creation. And I believe, I'm thankful for that. And I believe something that the Lord has burdened me with is just, what souls are saved. I want to see him stay saved. I want to see him continue on and establish a consistent, constant, growing relationship with God and have no desire whatsoever to ever turn back, to recognize you've been rescued, and don't go back for no reason whatsoever.
Amen.
So by the help of the Lord, I happen to have an opportunity, and God gives thoughts. I want to be able to present things to us to help us out along the way, to give us some tools that we can use in our lives so that we can stay encouraged and continue to live for the Lord.
Amen.
So the thought this morning is, it's two things that I believe that are tied together that can help us on our journey, and their faithfulness and praise.
Yeah.
I believe the two work together in helping us continue to maintain the victory on a daily basis.
Yeah.
By the help and by the grace of God. So I'm going to start by establishing a foundation with the one that is the epitome of faithfulness. He's the personification. He's a perfect example of faithfulness. And that's our Almighty God. You know, and there are songs that we sing about that talks about his faithfulness. But there's one song in particular that we sing from time to time, and it's number 56. And it lets us know in that first verse, it says, look at the faithfulness of Christ our Lord. And when we think about that song, and as I was meditating on this, Lord said, when you say, look at the faithfulness of God, that doesn't mean that you just say, oh, God is faithful. No, look, observe, pay close attention to, be aware of his faithfulness. Recognize it, not only just in your own life, but recognize his faithfulness just in the world, in general, in all the things that he does. Pay close attention to it.
Yeah.
Think about every provision that he has made for his creation. And all the things that he does, just we can't even begin to enumerate everything and to recognize how good he is to his creation. But it's just take special note, be consciously aware of his faithfulness.
Amen.
You know, that takes an effort. You know how sometimes things can happen that they happen, but you don't even recognize it. Yeah, I'm talking about being conscious, take special note, being put a focus, make that a focus on just as you go through your daily life. Just recognize, ooh, that's the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens all the time, throughout the day, every day, God extends faithfulness to his creation.
Yeah.
And it just the encouragement this morning is recognize it.
Yeah.
So it said, the songwriter said, look at the faithfulness of Christ our Lord. And then it gets a little closer. Says how he saves and he keeps the soul. Now, has he provided provisions for each and every one of us? So he sent his son now, right? He took care of that. He sent his son to die in our stead to make it possible for us to be able to be set free from sin.
Amen.
He made that possible. And now he also made a way. He's given us everything that we need to be able to keep it by the help and by the grace of God. There's another song. That may be another message that it says he's mighty to save and he's mighty to keep. So we recognize his faithfulness. Look at the faithfulness of Christ our Lord. How he saves and he keeps the soul. So now, in terms of he's already set every provision into place for you and I to be able to be saved and to be kept. But I have a responsibility, right? And the songwriter lets us know that as well. He said the faithfulness to save and to keep the soul who trusts in his majesty and stand on his word. So how are you kept? He's done all the work, and now he's equipping us with what we need to be able to keep it. To trust in his majesty. To trust in his supreme power, his authority, and then to stand on his word.
Yes.
Now when I think about that, all that he has to do for his faithfulness. And then this is my part. My part is to trust in his all-powerful self, who he is, and then to stand on his word.
Amen.
We got the easy part, saints. We got the easy part here. He's doing all these things, and then all I got to do is trust in him. And stand on his word. Help me, Lord, to be faithful.
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to be faithful.
Amen.
You know, is that complicated? I mean, God bless, you know, there's some that may be a little bit more intelligent than others. But somebody used the expression, in my simple mind, that just makes sense, don't it? It just seems like I got a real pretty easy thing that I have to do.
Yes.
Trust in him and stand on his word.
Amen.
All right. So let's read a few scriptures to let us know. There's many, but we're going to just touch on a few this morning to establish that God is faithful.
Yes.
And he is faithful to us. So by his grace and strength, we can rely on his faithfulness for us, on us, to enable us to be faithful.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So let's go to 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter and the third verse. 2 Thessalonians 3:3.
But the Lord is faithful.
But the Lord is faithful.
Who shall establish you?
And keep you from evil. But the Lord is faithful. He shall establish you and keep you from evil.
Thank you, Lord.
So when I'm reading that verse, it makes me think about if he's keeping me from evil, what that means is that he's going to make a way of escape.
Yeah.
Right? There's a verse of scripture that talks about that. It says he will with the temptation make a way that you'll be able to escape. So in thinking about how God is faithful to each and every one of us, he is faithful to establish us. Why? What do we have to do? Trust in him and stand on his word and know that he will put a shield of protection round about us. You know, we recognize that if we get too far away from him now, then how can he protect us?
Amen.
See, we got to be within reach now. You know, it's not about, you know, sometimes children, you have young children, maybe you're holding on the hand to try to keep them close to you, and they do all that they can to see how far they can get away. But they recognize, they have to realize that you're the protector now, and you need to stay close because I'm the protection. We don't play games like that with God. Let me see how far away I can get from him. No, we want to stay close enough to him so he can protect us and shield us from the evil. And he can make a way for us so that we can escape the trouble that may come our way. There's another verse. Again, just touching on a few this morning. There's many, many more, but endeavoring to establish a foundation here in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter and the 9th verse. There's another verse that relates and talks about the faithfulness of God. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter and the 9th verse.
Know therefore
that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. It says, if you didn't know now that God, that he is God. And he's not just God, he's the faithful God. Amen. Now, and he's the faithful God which keepeth his covenant and his mercy. Yeah. Now here, I got a person now. There's something that he requires of me now. Yeah. In my trust, now this is related to the trust as well. I trust I have to keep his commandment to them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. All right? So, now we got to remember, one day with the Lord is what?
Thousand.
As is a thousand years. All right? So, to a thousand generations to us is a little bit different than it is to God. So, we're talking about a thousand times a thousand now. So in other words, he's going to be faithful. The faithful God who has been faithful throughout the annals of time, he's going to continue to be faithful until time is no more. All right? So we don't have to worry about God. God will be faithful. So we can establish that this morning. God is faithful to each and every one of us. You know what? And it's up to us. Once we give our hearts and our lives to him, then what he requires of us now, he desires us to be faithful.
Yes.
Now, and he gives us what we need. He makes everything available to you and I to enable us by his grace and by his strength to be faithful to him.
Amen.
Now, we recognize that we can't do what he does. But again, we can rely on his faithfulness to us to enable us by his grace and strength to be faithful right back to him.
Thank you.
All right. So again, the encouragement, God, you know, we want to keep it. We want to be able to stay in his divine graces.
Yes.
And recognize that we can't do it of our own selves, that we're dependent on him.
Yes.
So we desire so this morning, by the help of the Lord, we want to be able to, how can we keep it? We keep it by being faithful and back to God. And then the praise and how these two things join together, they enable us to live a faithful life. All right? So now we're talking about how they're linked together and the benefits of one relate to the other. And we'll talk about that a little bit by the help of the Lord. So faithfulness is steadfastness. It's loyal. It's being conscientious. It's being devout. It's being dedicated. So when I think about all those, think about what God is. Is he not all those things?
Yes.
Is he not steadfast and loyal? He has a care and a concern for us. And just all that the things that he does for us continually. And by, you know, we can, Lord, help me to have some of those same characteristics in my faithfulness to you. Now, we talked about how these things, this faithfulness and praise, are tied together. So there are things naturally that we do that has a benefit maybe for one area of our life, of our body or our life, but it also is beneficial for multiple things. So I think about, for example, you know, those maybe that you know, why do you exercise? You know, maybe you're trying to maintain a certain weight, or but it's also good for your heart, isn't it? So there's a benefit that it has for multiple parts of your body. You know, those that do that maybe lift weights sometimes. There's different weights training that you can do that you think maybe is just focused on a particular muscle, but it's actually providing a benefit to other muscles as well.
Amen.
So we recognize this occurs in nature. So there's a spiritual application in this too. So now, each and every one of us, think about our faithfulness and our praise meters. If each of us had a meter for our faithfulness and our praise, just think about those two meters. They're linked together. And as one moves, the other moves. So they work together now. All right? So let's talk about a little bit about the faithfulness. All right? My responsibility. I have an individual responsibility to be faithful. And I believe that faithfulness is threefold. All right? I have a faithfulness that I need to have to God. Right? Recognizing what all that He has done for me and all the provisions that He has made. So, Lord, by Your grace, I want to make an attempt to be faithful to You, because You surely have been faithful to me.
Amen.
All right? So then, once we recognize what God has done, now we also realize that God gave each of us a soul, didn't He?
Yes.
And if I want to be faithful to my soul, now, that's another part of that faithfulness about me maintaining a relationship with God, because recognizing I have a soul that He gave me, that He's put in my charge, that I'm the only one, right? My soul is continually in my hand, the scripture says, right? So I have a responsibility to my own self, to be faithful to my own self now, right? And then I have a responsibility because I need to be faithful for others. That's important too, isn't it? Others, different ones, may be looking on. I'm dependent on God now to maintain the victory. So I'm dependent on Him for that. And I know that I have to be faithful to God, to be faithful to myself for my own never dying soul, and endeavor by His grace to live the life that He has for me, to fulfill the divine purpose that He has for me in my life.
Yeah.
And I also want to gain a crown, don't I?
Yeah.
So I have a responsibility to be faithful for my own self. And then I mentioned about being faithful because I want to be an encouraging and inspiration to somebody else.
Yeah.
If I was to ask a question this morning, how many of us are saved today?
Amen.
Because of the faithfulness of somebody else?
Amen.
Yeah, I would venture to say that all of us would have to raise our hand.
Amen.
So we realize how important it is.
Yeah.
My faithfulness to be an encouragement to somebody else, because somebody is watching.
Amen.
Somebody's looking on. Somebody's saying, I'm encouraged by brother so-and-so. I'm encouraged by sister so-and-so. You know, life is happening to them. Everything isn't just great, and life is not what's the song say? I do not pray that life be spent on flowery beds of ease. Anybody got a flowery bed of ease life? I don't think anybody does, right? So we can look at somebody and say, in spite of things that are going on, they're faithful.
Yeah.
They still, I just see that their relationship with God is something special. So be encouraged to be faithful, because somebody is watching you.
Yes.
And some way, you may never know whose lives you have an impact on because of your faithfulness. You know, years down the line, maybe dead and gone, and somebody say, I remember Sister Sharon. She was so faithful. She was such an encouragement to me, and it was a challenge to me. And because of her faithfulness, there was a tenderness there, and God got a hold of my heart. And they're living for the Lord and doing things in His kingdom.
Amen.
That could be the story for each and every one of us.
Yes.
Keep being faithful.
Yes.
What does it take? It takes a daily, consistent life, doesn't it? And there's a reward at the end, too.
Yes.
We all know about it. There's a verse in Revelation, the 10th chapter, and the second chapter and the 10th verse. There's a reward for our faithfulness.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
Behold,
the devil shall
cast some of you into prison,
that
ye may be tried.
You'll have
tribulation 10 days.
Be thou faithful unto death. I will give thee a crown of life.
You know, we don't have to fully understand what all this particular scripture means in terms of the tribulation 10 days and all of that. But what we can get from this scripture is the devil's after you. And he's going to do all that he can to discourage you and to hinder you. But the promise, we have a promise in this verse that we can stand on and we can believe on, that if we're faithful until we die, that we draw our last breath, that we can get a crown.
Yeah.
That's what we can get out of it. And you know what? When we get up there, if we need the whole explanation, we can ask God about it.
Amen.
I need to know that if I'm faithful until I draw my last breath, that there'll be a crown waiting for me.
Amen.
So now, how is this faithfulness tied into praise? How is that linked together? Because we all have a responsibility to praise now, right?
Yes.
God created all things.
Yes.
And you know, and one thing that you can notice, of all the things that God created, human beings are the only ones that have a choice.
Right?
Think about, and we're going to read some scriptures. So we have a choice when it comes to praise.
Yes.
Amen.
All right? So each and every one of us, I can't praise God for anybody else but me. And it works the same way.
Amen.
All right? So we heard about recently our ways. Right? And acknowledging Him. So, Brother Henry will allow me this morning. I'd like to add a fourth way. All right? Praise. Huh? Now, that you want, praise is another way acknowledging Him with praise and thanksgiving. All right? I got to do it for myself. I can't rely on you to do it or somebody else to do it. I have to do it now. Okay, so it's up for me individually. Now, what is praise then? Praise, I took some words from different sources to come up with this definition of praise. So I took a little liberty this morning. Y'all let me know if I'm off base here. It's a voluntary outward expression of thanksgiving and gratitude. And it's something that is active.
Yes.
All right. And it could be a song. It could be expressed in a song. So it could be words, words that we express in song or prayer. But, you know, praise can also be lifting up your hand.
Yes.
Lifting up holy hands is giving praise to God. All right. Now, that's something that we have to do by ourselves, right?
We got to praise God by ourselves. So if I'm in the car or wherever I am at work or wherever I am in the line at the grocery store, if I need to give God praise, then give him praise now. Right? People do all kind of other things, don't they? So why should we be ashamed to give God praise wherever we are? But you know what also? It's also praise publicly as well. That's essential too. You know why we stand up on Wednesday night and say, I thank God what he done for me. That's important too. Because that encouragement, we talked about that, what testimonies does, it defeats the devil, number one. You encourage your own self because you're reminding yourself what God has done for you. And then you uplift it and encouraging somebody else as well. Because they can look on and say, God's been good to that brother. God's been good to that sister. And I know he's no respecter of person. And he'll do the same thing for me. So that's important. Even with our requests. I know y'all hear me say it all the time. But that's what the scripture says. Even when we present our requests to God, we come with praise and thanksgiving. Because we say, Lord, you've been good to us. I thank you. I want to first acknowledge, Lord, your blessings and your faithfulness unto me. And you've been so good. And I'm standing on that, what you've done. Because I have something else, Lord, that I need your help with. That's why it's important. It's almost a reminder. And when we bring our request to God, when we offer our praise and our thanksgiving first, it's even an encouragement to our own self. When we bring our requests. Because we can so, you know, God's done this and this and this. None of that was too big for him. So he can take care of this as well. I'm going to say, I believe it's very difficult to be discouraged and be on what you call the struggle bus. Maybe you've been on that bus before. I mean, it's happened to all of us. Ever been on the struggle bus? Where the enemy just beating you down and just maybe life is happening to you and you just got a little bit of discouragement. You're struggling along. Maybe you feel like you're barely hanging on. But you know what? It's difficult to be discouraged and on the struggle bus while you praise God. I don't think those two things, they don't go together. See, when you start praising God, see why it's important. See how it's tied to the faithfulness now? I'm endeavor to be faithful. I can be faithful even in the difficult times. I can find something to praise God about. Amen. And you know where this starts? It's an attitude. It's a mindset that has to take place within each and every one of us. And you know what it does? It starts in the little small things. In the small things. So I have an example for you. I get to spend a little bit of time on the freeways. And when I'm on the freeways, sometimes there's other cars on there too. And the slowing, sometimes it gets a little bit slower sometimes than I want to go. But I can't go any faster than the car in front of me. And as you go along, sometimes you wonder, what in the world? What's the problem? You got six lanes or however many lanes there are. What's going on? And then you get up ahead and there's an accident. Now, it could take me, a few minutes, maybe an extra 20, 15, 30 minutes. But you know what? If I was in an accident, it would take a little bit longer than 30 minutes. Right? Sometimes you go up and there's a stalled car. If I had a problem with my vehicle, it sure would take longer than 30 minutes, wouldn't it? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Even when I'm sitting in that traffic, thank the Lord. I got to point A and point B safely. It maybe took a little bit longer than I wanted to. But thank the Lord, I made it.
Amen.
Amen. It just the mindset, it starts with the little things. And if I start to have that attitude when other things come along, my mind is already there. I'm already thanking you, Lord.
I know there's some difficulty there, but Lord, I look back over some past difficulty, some past trials, some past tests, and you've been with me now. You've been with, you was with me then. So I'm dependent on you to carry through now.
Amen.
So my praise is tied to my faithfulness now. They work together. How can I get discouraged when I'm praising God? See? When I'm thanking Him, Lord, thank you for what you're doing.
Amen.
The little things. You just got one item and you go to the line, all the self-checkouts are full, and you gotta wait. Well, maybe there's somebody there God wants you to have a conversation with. Thank the Lord. Maybe there's somebody there that you need to just smile at. Or just say hello to. I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, you know, we're the light of the world.
Yes.
If we just never had to wait or anything, see, we have favor with God. So I can go and never have to wait for any. No. Then how are we going to be a light to somebody else? Why are you so happy? There's 10 people in front of you. You got one thing. And, well, thank the Lord. I can just the little small things, and it establishes an attitude. It establishes a mindset. All right. I'm going to touch on a verse this morning. Brother Johnson mentions this quite a bit. It's in Hebrews 13th chapter and the 15th verse. Now, it's the responsibility of each and every one of us. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. What does it say there in Hebrews 13 and 15?
By him.
By him.
Therefore,
let us offer
the sacrifice of praise
to God continually.
Amen.
That is
the fruit of our lips,
giving praise to his name. All right. I'm going to read the Amplified on that one. And just in case we need a little bit more to help us understand what it means. Now, it says, through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name.
Amen.
Through him now, right? It all starts with his faithfulness unto us. And now I'm returning that faithfulness back to God. Because it's all the things that he does for each and every one of us. Constantly. Well, is he blessing us? Is he being faithful to us constantly?
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, we say constantly. I can be constant. I mean, it's an attitude, right? It's an attitude and it's a mindset that you have. I'm not saying that you have to walk around all day. Thank the Lord for this. I'm not saying that. But, you know, but the point is, it's in your heart. It's in your mind. It's part of your makeup. It's just within you. And when it needs to come out, you let it out.
Amen?
Amen? If it's in there, it's going to come out anyways, won't it? Right? So it says, constantly, at all times, sacrifice of praise. You know what? That almost sounds... Is it really a sacrifice? Is it really a sacrifice to give God praise for what he's done for us? I mean, what work did we do? How is it? But that's what the word is, you know. But it's, again, he gave us a will now.
Yes.
He gave us a will. So I have a choice in the matter. So I had to sacrifice saying something else or thinking about something else so that I can give praise to God. All right. A sacrifice of praise. Now it talks about the fruit of our lips. What does fruit represent? It represents bearing, doesn't it?
Yes.
Right? Trees bear. They bear fruit. Whatever it is that you plant, you expect it to bear what it is.
What kind of fruit are your lips bearing?
Amen.
Is it praise and thanksgiving coming out your mouth? Or is it complaining and this and that and this one did this and that one did? Lord, help us now. What kind of fruit is... Help me, Lord. What kind of fruit's coming out of my lips? Help me, Lord, that the fruit of my lips would be thankfulness and acknowledgement of God's love and his mercy, confessing and glorifying the great God of heaven and who he is. I got a challenge for us this morning, and the challenge is for me too. There's a verse of song in our book. Y'all might know where I'm going. It's number 66. And the first verse asks a question. It says, can the spirit of a mortal, now we all mortals, we're mortals. Can the spirit of a mortal live beyond the reach of trouble, knowing not a painful struggle ever? Joyful in the Lord. Oh, yeah. Woo! I got some work to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some moments where I'm not joyful in the Lord. Help me, Lord. I'm not there yet, but I'm endeavoring to get there. Yeah. By the help and by the grace of God, I can... Until I draw my last breath, I'm going to try to get there by the grace of God. Says, glory to my Savior's name. Walking on his holy plain. Nothing can my peace disturb. I'm free and happy as a bird, singing joyful praise evermore.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. Amen. Help me, Lord. Because sometimes some things come along. That's disturb our peace. Help me, Lord, in those times to praise you.
Yes.
Help me to praise you. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. All right, let's look at another verse. Time is really moving on me this morning. Psalms 69:34.
Let the heaven and earth praise him.
Says, let the heaven and the earth praise him.
The seas.
And everything that moveth therein. So let the heavens and the earth praise him. The sea, the animals praise God. Yes, they do. Even think about all those creatures in the sea. They find some kind of way to thank God for that water. Right? Because it wasn't for that water, they be gone. But I mean, let heaven, the heavens and the earth praise him. The seas and everything therein.
Amen.
The writer said this. He said, heaven and earth and the hosts of both were made by him.
Amen.
Therefore, let heaven and earth praise him. He's got the angels in heaven. He got us, the saints on earth now.
Yeah.
Right? So we have a job. We have a responsibility. We're the earth part. If we don't praise him, who will? The saints on earth, may each of them in their respective habitations, the writer says, furnish themselves with matter enough for constant praise. He said, the fishes of the sea, though mute to the proverb, praise the Lord. And the sea is his, and he made it. You know what my encouragement is this morning? At the first sign of discouragement, at the first sign of trouble, at the first sign of recognizing a situation, whether it be in life or a circumstance of life that you feel could pull you away from God, at the first sign of it, start praising God.
Amen.
See the link to the faithfulness? I can maintain my faithfulness, but because when the tough times come, my mind and my attitude, my heart is already focused on praising God.
Amen.
Now, if I keep that in the forefront of my mind, am I ever going to turn back on God? It's not going to happen.
Amen.
It's not going to. Remember, I said discouragement and the struggle bus and praising God, they don't work together.
Amen.
They can't coexist. There's another verse in Psalm, the 150th chapter, and the 6th verse. See, if you thought you was exempt from all the other praise that God has said we need to offer Him. I'm in the earth. We're on the earth. We talked about that. But this is just one more reinforcing. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, does that exclude anything?
No.
I got breath. So I have a response. The instruction is, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, if you give me breath, help me to praise you.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord, to praise you.
Yes.
I have breath. Lord, I can find something to praise you and thank you for. Because
yeah.
I know that my praise is linked to me being faithful and me maintaining my relationship with God. I want to close with a very familiar story. In the 16th chapter of Acts. In time of trouble, in time of discouragement, in time of heartache, where was the mindset of these two brethren? Acts, the 16th chapter, and I'll read starting at verse 16 down through 25. Acts 16:16-25. Talked about Paul and Silas this morning in Sunday school. They was doing work for the Lord.
Yeah.
Made mention of they had separated from some other brethren, but God had work for both of them to do. So we can see God working, if you're a part of the Sunday school, recognizing what sometimes when the devil comes in to try to bring discouragement, to try to break up, to try to discord and try to hinder the work of God, that God can take it and turn it into good.
Yeah.
So God's hand was with Paul and Silas. His hand was with Barnabas and John Mark. So we can recognize here what God was doing with Paul and Silas here.
Amen.
So it starts in the 16th verse, and it says, "And it came to pass, as they went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, and which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." And this woman, she, the same in the 17th verse, followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation." And this she did many days. So she followed after them, following them around as they're endeavoring to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it seemed like she's just nagging after them, kind of mocking them a little bit, talking about who they are and what they're doing. And it just maybe it seemed like to Paul that she was becoming a distraction to the efforts that they were trying to do in furthering the kingdom of God. So we pick up here in the 18th verse. "And she did this many days. But Paul, being grieved," all right, this is enough now. This has been going on for several days. I need to put an end to this. "Says he, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' and he came out the same hour. So it seemed like now there was some others that were with her, that they were using her, the spirit that was in her, they were using that for gain, for their own gain. So it's like the enemy had a control of this woman, and she wasn't even really realizing what was going on. But there was those that was with her that was making money from her, see? So now it says here, and when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. And brought them in the 20th verse to the magistrates, saying, these men doing being Jews do exceedingly trouble in our city. Is that the truth? How were they doing trouble? They weren't doing any trouble. So, you know, they're sharing the gospel, doing work for the Lord. And here somebody lies on them. So let's see what happens. And teach customs. They went on. Teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Jesus came to save and to save everybody, didn't he?
Right. Yeah.
And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison and charged the jailer to keep them safely. Now, could these brothers could they got discouraged? Lord, kind of opposition? Right? Not yet. But the thought is that, you know what, people give up for a lot less. Lord, if I want to be faithful, I need to do what these brothers did. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison and charged the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. So they wasn't just in the prison. They was in the prison within the prison. Right? They were so deep in the prison that there was no way they was getting out of there. Well, who's faithful? Huh? God is faithful. Huh? And where was their minds at? Huh? At midnight they were sound asleep, licking their wounds. Oh, okay. Midnight, don't you get tired? You get kind of, I mean, think about it. You've been beaten, you're bleeding, and you're beat down, and it's midnight. You're probably going to be pretty wore out, and even in prison, on the floor, going to probably kind of be out of energy. But God is faithful, see? God is faithful. And see, midnight came. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Y'all know the rest of the story, but think about their faithfulness. Started with some praise and thanksgiving to God. And it not only encouraged them, it blessed the prisoners too. There's a lot of folks that got saved that day, didn't they? Even a jailer about to take his life. They said, do yourself no harm. We all here. We haven't escaped. We've been set free, but we still here. What was the song, brother? What's the song? He said, I've been rescued. That's what those prisoners were saying. I may be in bondage right now, but I've been rescued. And jailer, you can be rescued too. God is faithful.
Yes.
This is one of many examples that we can read about in his word. Be encouraged, saints.
Amen.
Be faithful to recognize the importance of praise in our individual lives.
Yes.
And how it's connected to us being faithful. And like I said, we go to singing that song, Help Me, Lord. I got some work to do. But you know what? The other thing is, if you haven't quite started on your journey yet, there's always, you know, whatever message comes across this pulpit, there's always an opportunity to somebody to start a journey with the Lord. So my encouragement this morning is keep being faithful and recognize that the connection of praise and our faithfulness to God as we journey along our pathway. Doesn't matter we've been saved for a week, 2 weeks, a year, or 10 years, 50 years. We still have to keep this in the forefront of our mind. And if you haven't started on this journey, my encouragement this morning is there's no better time to start than now. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.